The son looked away from the rude cat with a sulk, so thoroughly vexed and hurt by his meowing and whispers, that a huge hot and salty tear flushed with a lug from his eyes to the oceans below and fell with a crash. He withdrew his golden arms from the houses and streets, and the parks, trees and faces and the trash all beneath, and he flung them up towards skies and ceilings above, but with golden claws for hands he ripped the shadows from sleep, and he pulled them down like curtains. Blue seas turned blood red, and above them hung heavy the dour sun, dragging knight's cloak over his body such an infant does when sent to bed deprived of supper by a fuming mum. Waves of darkness came gushing from the abyss, running like death's ghost to swallow in its path with the light. And with one last toss from the sun in his black blanket, he eclipsed his final shine when the darkness arrived. First there was silence, but then echoed the roar from all those who live like cattle to the rhythm of day. Civilization ran amok, and the workers fell to nap, while shops were robbed and plundered by the humans underpaid. And as the bank slept, the law dreamed of order, and power slipped out of sweaty palm politicians. The law of the jungle took place in this disorder, and the suits stripped and cowered in the Marble Island kitchens. And club songs were played back to back for the youth, who regrouped there in masses all trembling with angst, as if they had wished a revolution, but as soon as it come, chased oblivion with wrong pills and industrial tracks. And all came to a halt as the power would run dry, and the moon shone no more for the sun didn't spy. The icy earth swung black and blind, with light's absence and fear chilled all souls as they prayed to the skies. Palaces, houses, apartments, flats, flowers, forests, green gardens, brown gates and front lawns were thrown in huge fires set ablaze with small matches to etch the silhouettes of scared faces once more. And since all the food had been looted with greed, and the chaos had stemmed from forgetting what born was, burnt corpses fed rats, and the rats fed the humans, till rats were no more and the humans ate corpses. The shit cat viewed all this from the tiles of his rooftop, a small house untouched due to rivers of tears that flowed out of his eyes and made waterfall walls as he wept for the glow of a sweet moon disappeared. And through his drenched eyes he saw them far in the distance, shadows spin round in a furious fit. For all the mad hatters gathered around Sainos to dance, run and sing as they prance round the pit, the shattered teeth clashing with bottles of glass, and eyes red as rubies from madness and fumes, and turns one by one howled and leapt in the fires to extinguish their souls and be one with the moon. And as her flesh left from their souls grabbed the smoke, which whisked ghosts up to the stars and the skies, they landed on Mars, for it's told as a rumour. The moon there still sings and shines nice on the eyes. Alone the cat wept, a plague upon you, wretched son. You bring the burning pain of man to stain the doorstep at a sweep. Stars cackled at the sight, fires crackled in the night. Shone a blaze as seen the last sought to hide within his dreams. And his tears dripped and splashed a mossy puddle to a lake, which spilled and morphed into the leafy river running free. Pay before his eyes a road towards the sullen skies, where he could hear the mocking stars and fits as humans burnt beneath. He heard the laughs and calmly told the sun to leave, said fuck a job, go sing to those who worship peas and being tanned. He skirted down his roof and used a towel to surf a stream. He tied the Rizzler as a flag and bade the biver burn and damned. The flesh of churning humans made the limbs appear to wave. The shrieks would seem to cheer him luck as he departed from the land. He held the horn, grabbed the helm, set the sails towards the night, and sung himself a song of sailors singing pulse of Amsterdam. Ton arnable dans le crâne, je prends la peine de bain, mes pensées, je prends mes peines, du rose des lèvres pour garder en dehors de l'âme. Je lance mes jambes devant, gambadant, tournant au monde en noir, en pensant sans élan, en sang, je laisse le lendemain le drame, la danse du diable, celle des anges. Je m'allume mon lampadaire le soir, je me sale les dents, en flair des vents qui percent, perçant l'odeur des flammes, mon âme je la lance dans les courants de la mer, je me lave les mains, mes peines me pèsent et j'en veux pas quand je m'en vais loin dans l'au-delà. And he sailed towards the stars and once beneath and yelled above, I seek to dance amidst the moon to blind my eyes of all things sad. Cut my body in a ball upon the crevice of a arch, for she could cradle me to sleep to hush the hummings of a mad. The stars were struck and started harshly by the mortal cat's demands, but soon they rippled out and echoed loud the belly laugh anew. See, the stars are just for dead who sparkle hard to seem alive, and there before them was a cat who blindly died to bed the moon. The giggled
Hollow, 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 may you hear my hollow echo, echo high and hover, hollow, hollow.
loudly cackle in my ears. I hope to sleep and drag the bands. I peek my people's pantomime enough to know to leap a show before the closing hour arrives. I wonder will I ever find a little silver sliver reveling the night to sew myself a pillow, fit the tip and keep the bucket met like hammer stip or cut like scissors, slip like in your missus, doll like pick and skip like cross and leave this little life behind.
Stars replied,
no travels, little cat, you ain't dead yet. Oh, the moon shines for the fellas in the fire.
And cracked Stella and replied,
how would I, could I, should have cooked and popped and snapped and crackled quick before your cackles made me gag for some bromide. A panda pie shouts to scout out your highness with lines burning more than you burn sparks provide.
The stars curse for cat chime and choir in the choir we cackled at him.
Listen, we know you ain't got the innards or the belly for a dive. Tell us why you told the timid son to hurry off a cliff.
This world is clapped, didn't wanna see our errors in the light and call me tepid, but I've hardly seen enough to make a diff.
Call the kettle black, but you just pour the oil on the fire.
At least a better generation, you know, clip for a spliff. Let him safely solve a world with sweaty farms and tons of fucks. I give a none and now I'm dying for a kid.
To one with the seas and the oceans gone, showed them all he had dreamed of. A handful of stars now blurry, the waves turned to sharp beams, furry and meek. He played on his finger, he swirled that tangle and twirled them away with a swipe of a paw. Alone in a pale headed bowl full of milk and snout so close he could bend down and drink her. In a raw fresco alight with some tinsel, he knelt down and smiled at the sight of his picture. And he fell head first in the picnic.
If I may quote, where are you going, stream? Far, far away. Take me with you, stream. Take me on your dark journey. Lord Frith, take me far away to the heart's flight. The silence. I give you my breath.